I discovered at an early age that I was quite a good little singer, because all the popular songs at the time, we all sung them. But funny enough, my brothers Michael and my sister Maura, who sung off key, she could never sing to the music. None of them were interested in singing, but I was, and very few of my friends, even that I played with in Fairview Avenue and Fairview Green, none of them went in for singing, but I seemed to have developed a lovely voice, and I was encouraged by my mother. Just as she encouraged me, she wanted me to learn the piano. But that was a different proposition, because whereas I loved singing, the idea of playing the piano was another thing. And there was a poor lady used to call to the house and teach my sister Maura the piano, and she also insisted that I would learn the piano. Now, that complicated things for me, because we were out playing matches in Fairview Green, and the idea of leaving a match that you were involved in to go home to start learning the piano was an awful situation to be left in. And that happened on a few occasions, that my mother would come over the green and make a show of me in front of all my friends to get me in to play the piano. But at that, after a while, she realised that I wasn't interested in it. But she was interested in and promoted me, in the sense of that any time there was a singing competition, she would get me to sing. And I followed that up, and later on, when my father got involved with the local Fianna Fáil Cumann, they used to have concerts over at the Tomás O'Clery Hall in Phillipsburg Avenue, and we used to sing at concerts, and my sister Maura used to recite poetry, Irish poetry. And naturally enough, during my stay down in Scoilcoen Killet, I entered for the Fesh. I was under 12 at the time, and it was the solo singing. I was the only boy in that class that went and sung in the Fesh. The following year, some of them did all right. But the song I was singing at that time, and where I learned it, I could never remember, was Bear Me O. It was a Scottish song, Bear Me O. And some of the words, I don't know where I learned it, but I know that I had it, and that was one of the songs I sang at that Fesh, together with the song prescribed by the adjudicators for that. But you had to sing one of the songs prescribed or another choice. And then the other choice was my Bear Me O, and I used to sing the prescribed one, which was a good hard one. It was Ros Cathain na Mún or something like that. And the Irish language was very strong in it. And of course, it was no problem to us at the time to sing Irish songs, because we were well versed in Irish. Whereas some of the boys from the other schools, like around the area, that competed against us, they weren't so good on the Irish as good as we were, I suppose. But that was one of the reasons the teacher said to me, let me hear the song you're going to sing. So he made me stand in front of the class, which was an awful thing to do. And he stood at the back of the class. And I started to sing, and all the guys in front of me, who were looking up at me, started making faces and putting their fingers or thumbs in their ears and waggling their fingers at me. And of course, human nature being what it is, it wasn't very easy to sing a song, despite the fact the teacher was standing at the back listening to me singing. And the first thing he said to me when I was finished, he says, speak those words again. And I spoke the words of Bear Me O, and there were the versions, the version that I had learned. But he says, there's no such a word, no such as Irish words are singing there. So he says, you're not going to make a fool of this school. You're not going. Don't bother going to the Fesh. So when I went home, of course, and told my mother that Mr. Cathain had said to me that I wasn't to attend the Fesh, she says, well, he might say it, but I paid the money. And as far as I'm concerned, you're going to the Fesh because I paid for you to sing. And don't mind what Mr. O'Cahan said. So I went to the Fesh, and of course, Julie sang the two song, and I won the Fesh. So when I arrived back anyway, there was not a word said by the teacher, although everybody had said they were congratulating me that I had won the boys, but he said nothing. Now, the following year, it was the same practice again. He wasn't very keen on us going to the fetch with the songs we were singing. But again, he had learned his lesson, because my mother said, if he says anything about you not singing at the fetch, tell him you are singing, because I paid your fee to sing. And the fee was, I think, 2 and 6, which was a lot of money at the time. So the second time I went there, I sang 2 very good songs and 2 very hard songs. And again, I won the fetch. So that was 2 in a row, and I was very chuffed with that. The sequel to that particular outing was that the headmaster, Marisha Cahan, got a visit from the manager of the Gaiety Theatre. And he wanted to know that the boy that won the solo singing in the fetch a few days ago, we would love to have him on the Gaiety as part of the show. So Mr. O'Cahan said to him, what songs would he be singing? Would he be singing the Irish songs that he did in the fetch? Ah, he said, no, it wouldn't be suitable for the Gaiety now, for this particular concert. We would like to get him to sing one of the more modern songs. And O'Cahan said to him, modern song, does that mean an English song? English song? And he said, well, of course it would be the popular songs of the day. Well, the poor man was lambasted by Mr. O'Cahan and told him to come to an Irish school and expect one of his pupils to sing English songs on the Gaiety Theatre. What would the parents of the school think about that practice? And ran him out of the place, and don't come back here looking for any of my pupils. And there was I, when I went home and told my mother, she nearly dropped. And she says, well, I'm going in there tomorrow morning to see. I said, don't. Because I said, he'll take it out of me. If you go in and complain, he'll take it out of me. I know that. So I pleaded with her, and she said, all right, then. She didn't go in and do it. But I thought to myself after, wouldn't it have been great? I was a boy soprano, won the fetch 2 years running, and here am I, dying to sing as I did every night going to bed. I used to sing my 2 brothers to sleep, and I was dying to sing. And here was the Gaiety Theatre looking for a boy to sing in their shows, and I wasn't able to do it. And I often thought maybe I could have been a John McCormick or somebody like that.